this is a series of haiku I wrote earlier today outside the cafe. Rows of houses extend uphill. Electricity lines hang slackly. A whistling man holds a little boy's hand. Cars drive over a cobblestone. A jackdaw perches on a distant chimney, flies away in silence. A young lady's friend arrives. They link and skip across the road. Sunlight reflects off a window pane. On the inside, condensation. This metal teapot reflects the world according to its curves. I write these moments, but there's more I can't catch or fail to notice. The sunlight left that window pane when I wasn't looking. Hello, moon, more than half full, slow as an hour hand. A grey-haired man's long green coat flounces as he bobs downhill.
So the scene that Ben painted for you very well is where we'll all be on Thursday night, listening and reading and writing more poetry. So Sam Knott is next.
Thanks, Michelle. This is the poem I wrote using Bruce Springsteen song titles. I'm not telling anybody anymore exactly how it works. It's just a fucking fed up saying, to be honest with you. No time for us tonight, obviously. It's called Songs, Song to the Orphans. Growing up in the promised land, I had reason to believe from small things, big things will one day come. This land of hopes and dreams said, dream, baby, dream. Magic seeds fire with every wish you wish, and high hopes fevered my American skin. My book of dreams? I would be the one born to run across the border to the King's Highway, the chosen, unsatisfied heart to find all that heaven will allow to bring the rising of one love to American land. Now my book of dreams and glory days are worlds apart. Phantoms of the ghosts of departed dreams block out the light of day. I'm a dead man living a slow fade on the edge of the world, and I wish I was blind to life itself. And life itself, out of work, 57 channels and nothing on, and all that I'm thinking about is the ballad of a self-loading pistol. Boom, boom, boom. Out on the street, another shackled and drawn nothing man fades away under empty skies. Counting on a miracle, a big paycheck from an easy money factory. He's one step up from the innocent brothers under the bridge whose high hopes are gone, gone, gone. Further on up the road, a mansion on the hill is living proof that it's all or nothing at all. There's the local hero, the man at the top. And the word of the prodigal son, you can look, but you better not touch. I'm looking after number one. Determination is the price you pay for better days. Surprise, surprise, this life, this land has two hearts, two faces. The broken-hearted and the promised paradise. A roll of the dice, you're a fortunate son. A roll of the dice, you're out on the street. A roll of the dice, you're a lucky man in a lucky town. A roll of the dice, you're missing, and no one knows. A roll of the dice, that's what you get in the promised land. So I turn, turn, turn. 'Cause deep down in the vaults, a soul driver with eyes on the prize is always working on a dream. Yes, deep down in the vaults, chimes of freedom lift me up, say, come on, son, get up, raise your hand. This land is your land, and I'll stand by you always.
Thank you. Is this your one?
It's called Gift Box. Guaranteed Irish escapades cascade around ruins, keeping time with the ancients. Some people are islands, rebuffing pain under their noses, escaping flaws with feeling. Alcohol keeps everyone quiet, gently sip to breaking point, and discharging fellas' eyes. More food and drink to come, forestalling intentions, while mountains are moved. Pouring outside necessity, mnemonic episodes sing past, warning of local dangers. Gifts exchanged and broken, err on the practical side of consumerism. Away in the manger, the baby awaits credit for the occasion. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Can I get Bernadette Walsh in the back there?
Is that Walsh? No.
McCarthy.
It doesn't matter. It does. Yeah, no, this is just something I wrote for the five-word competition one evening there, and I never entered it, so I'll just read it now. I don't even remember what the words were, so... Take to a fast crowder to long walks and take cold. Take away the ordinary every day. Take the cufflinks from your blouse, the clock off the wall. Let your tongue be clean as the clock blank on the wall. And take in every burning ember as you draw in the fog of your being. Translate each day into something different.
Thanks, Bernadette McCarthy. Could we get Seamus Harrington, please?
Hey!
Thanks, Michelle. From the Canadian border, border stompers. Poetry for people on the move. So this one is called The Electric Bicycle. Fun and fitness you can find to help escape the daily grind. DC volts, motor strong, or pedal power you would glide along. You can combine both power sources when you travel steeper courses. Fresh air and freedom needs no sage. See the pleasure, escape road rage. Suspension strong and telescopic, this takes me to another topic. Strange drivers, wistful glance, secret wishes. If, by chance, a neighbour saw him on wheels, so few. The shame, I must tell you, all peacocks, egos, easily dent. Salesmen swear, heavenly scent. Narrow lane, city street, you can pass, you can meet. Traffic fast or traffic slow, twisting throttle, away you go.
Thank you.
Now we can all say we've been to the moon. Philip Spillane, please.
Try this out. I keep seeing she as a sign that explodes in my bones, as if I can see my destiny, but it implodes, collapses, shrinks and corrodes. From a misspell, a misslip, express enough, too much, break the rules of some game. I retire as the moon for a while to a heel, but never learn from my mistake, only pretend. Improvise, loop around, improvise, loop around, improvise, loop around. Thank you.
Charles Clark.
Hey.
War and peace. Has anybody been watching the recent British offering? which is not bad. There is a much earlier film by Henry Fonda, with Henry Fonda, which somehow or other inspired this little thing, Russian Suite. He waved notes in large denominations at the night clerk, demanding gypsies. Then went to a suite hastily made ready, where he was joined days later by his mistress. But noise and booze and disarray could not suppress an urgency of questioning. Should he build roads on his estates, charter a steamship for a hospital, start schools for his villages? The gypsies have their own wisdom. We cannot live without champagne, without our songs and our cigars. For the present, we do.
Liam Hughes.
Thank you. This is my first time here. Cheers. This is a lunar correspondence. Reach out. Reach out so the tides and the moon respond. Don't question the sun or the wind. Reach out for a signal. Reach out so the tides and the moon correspond. Ezekiel's chariot lights the sky. The people gather in fear and awe. I will remain. I will remain as gold. And with gold I build to bury the gates with the graves of ghouls. If this is all you need, then bring forth your son for judgment and proof. If he remains, then we can save you. I will remain. I will remain untold. Untold but true. Only the strange can escape the floods. Behold of the newborn star. Call upon its name when the time comes for you. The frequencies will be blocked from the moon. I will call upon the chariot when my time comes, and my actions will speak for a world that will shine and bloom. Flames will embrace the wretched and fell. They will burn with the sun's soft blow. Death descends upon the earth, reborn, reborn but old. I cannot explain this, but I can show you with gold. With gold we all build, and suddenly we are the same as you.
Thanks very much, Liam. I know I wasn't sure about reading tonight, but I'm very glad you did.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing some more. So we have Mary O'Connell next.
Thanks, Michelle. This is called Writer's Retreat. Silver birch, they call the house. I feel it will be cool, have no need to look up the I Ching. Gear shift to a slower pace from Cork's high octane fuel brings me down until I settle in. Screened by trees that fringe the bay, hideaway of quiet, I tune in to the rhythms of the tide. Here I meet great women, from Fresno to Tasmania, each strongly rooted in her world. Generous and open, with their abundant gifts, laughing and debating round the fire. Here we piece together words, petals, that the dog rose bush has scattered on the ground. Through the whisperings of the muse, a gentle jolt is felt, like a ley line opening up, not a buckle in the ground, but some ripping pulse that's found from a hidden healing charge. As we turn again for home, through the coppery evening light, the force field surges on.
Thanks, Mary. Please, Cedric.
This one is inspired from the most recent events and conversation I had today with a co-worker of mine. Hopefully she won't hear this. Anyway, she's not named. It's called Contrast. But with you, it's different. I would have welcomed those words coming from a lover. Instead, it was her, a male co-worker. She had some strong opinion, something about the recent events, some anger she needed to vent. Those damn migrants, she said. They should not have let them in. I inquired. Rather let them die from war and famine. She argued that they were nefarious for many, coming from places with no strife, to steal away a better life. I refused the argument, reminding the fine lady that the mindset she displayed had bathed humanity in endless bloodshed. She then blamed the paperless, hiding in the crowd of powerless, looking for the low-hanging grape of crime, charity, and rape. I could not avoid reminding her that she was talking shit to a citizen made of migrant rap with migrant bits. A life of dodge and sway, out of trouble, with a mark of difference, the painful lesson of a simple stare, casual violence. But with you, it's different. The bomb hit the target. In her mind, I had been spared. That salvation allowed her to be scared. The other, the refugees, were all but criminal in disguise. Barbarians that one should only despise. I could only voice my final stance with silence. That this wasn't racism nor bigotry, but plain fear, panic and stupidity. I could only hope that she would have stopped. But when the day come, I could only hope for a thought from her. The day someone comes to clear the migrants, would she shed the tears only comfort grants? I contemplated my easy life, living to please and to be pleased. How I mostly entertain a joke rather than a rant. But today with her, it's different.
Thanks, Cedric. Before I ask Rab is here, isn't he?
No,
he's gone home.
No, he'll be back because
in his own time. Okay.
Rat time.
We'll say no more so. I will then possibly finish up with this if Rab doesn't come along. It's not my own poem. It's in memory of our late friend Owen Murray. He was a regular here at O'Vale. He was great poet, colleague, inspiration to us all, and it was his birthday during the week on Wednesday there. So our thoughts are with him this week, and said I'd read one of his poems tonight. He actually wrote it as a birthday gift to another friend of ours called Shannon, so it's called To Shannon, Advice for Turning 20. So here we go. Think of me, I'm 23, but I couldn't speak to you truly. While offering advice for turning 20, but still Here is something I might have liked to hear. One. Don't play catch-up. You will fall further and further away from who you are if you're trying to catch up with other people. Know yourself enough to know if you like somebody's company or not. If you don't, that's not a failing you have. It's not something you need to work on. It's people are dull to people who are dull. Sometimes I look at someone who I once really liked as a friend or something else, and they don't seem to be there at all. Because they aren't there with me, and then I lose all attraction to them, and instantly become more attracted to myself. The best favors you can give are to yourself, I find. And if you are ever really helping somebody else, you'll feel like you are helping yourself. And if you don't feel like you're helping yourself, then quit it, get out of it as soon as you can, because nobody cares about you further than they care about themselves, except your parents. But here's me going on, giving memories disguised as advice. In my eyes, you seem to be doing well because you seem to be there when you are there, and that is enough. Happy 20 years. Goodbye, teenhood. This is where you start to really find your feet, I find. Thanks very much.